enacted a governor regulation stating that all state civil apparatus, whereas and within the Jakarta Provincial Administration, are required to use public transportation every Wednesday. Quoted from nrd.co.id, as a form of support for this policy, the administration also provides free public transportation facilities for ISN every Wednesday. This policy applies to all public transport modes, we should say, public transport modes, such as Transjakarta, MRT, and LRT, but does not include taxi services. State-owned electricity firm PLN Indonesia Power has inaugurated the hydrogen, we should say the hydrogen refueling station, known as Stasiun Pengisian Bahan Bakar Hidrogen in Senayan, Jakarta. This marks Indonesia's first infrastructure supporting hydrogen fueled, environmentally friendly vehicles. PLN President Director Edwin Nugraha Putra said that the SPBH demonstrates a tangible commitment to support the energy transition in the transportation sector. He envisions green hydrogen as the nation's future energy source. That was the news.
From Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich, spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while dendam refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal dendam not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary traditional passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past, typically served with rice or lontong. This dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, empal dendam is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon. from Indonesia to the world and you've just listened to a song by Lepo Intando.
Summoning Senja.
Four songs, Indonesia.
Or As Clear As the Twilight. I used to wear twilight in the evening. What an accident.
Are you from Sunset, right?
Yeah, Sunset. Yeah. And this song was released several months ago and it has like 1.3 million people watching this. So many people, especially the fans of Lepo, even the fans of the Thousand Fans,
okay,
saying that this song is a little bit flop. Do you think so?
I don't think so. It still sounds good and familiar, just like it's still in very Lepo style.
It's very Lepo style, right? Yeah. But nowadays I see that a lot of people, they prefer to give bad reviews about some of things, like movies nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, if there is a movie being released, the first thing I need to do is to block all the accounts or even keywords related to that movie because of what people...
The reviews.
Yeah. So what's the last time you want to watch a movie and it was written by people's comments about it?
Actually, you know. It's ruined because they actually, not because of the reviews, but they, not only reviews, but they also spoiled the storyline of the movie. What's the point of watching it?
Yeah, I mean, okay, we know that you're watching, and congratulations, good for you.
Yeah,
we know the whole story because we want to watch it.
For yourself.
For yourself. Okay, and me.
How about you?
Yeah, so, we know the Marvel movie, the MCU movie.
Yeah.
They are apparently just okay. I mean, not that great, not that bad, but people will be saying like, it's bad, it's going south, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But when I watch it, it's fine.
Yeah, the Eternals, after the Avengers.
Yeah.
Eternals
was a masterpiece, right?
Yeah, Eternals is actually good.
And even the last one, The Marvels, it's quite enjoyable.
Yeah, even the Scarlet Witch with the Doctor Strange, people all say that it's bad, when in reality, when I watch it, really the bad part,
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, so also if you want to try something, make sure to try it yourself.
Yes.
Instead of, listening to what people said, unless, I would like to make a section for Conclave.
Okay.
I go there because people say it's good.
And turns out?
Perfect.
Masterpiece, I agree.
Yeah, I believe that nowadays people are looking for Conclave, especially during the Conclave time.
Yeah, that's
true. Is it still Conclave?
Right?
It's still Conclave, and will we get which Pope?
We haven't got the new Pope yet.
Yeah, but what kind of Pope we are expecting that, because in Conclave, the movie, it's already unexpected.
Yes,
yeah, wait, you gotta see it for yourself. And now, if you're talking about Indonesian foods, of course not all people say that, well, it's my taste, it's not my cup of tea, something like that, right? So here, we are. On our right, on the studio is the worst made of Indonesian foods that we got from tasteatlas.com.
Yes.
We have gone through a little bit from this list and we are questioning why are these foods our worst rated, but we agree to some of them. So
yeah.
Let's go to the number one, what is the worst rated food in the country? How many points is that? 2.4. Okay, it's called
Inutu One from Manado, Indonesia.
Okay, explain a little bit about Inutu One.
Inutu One is an Indonesian rice porridge that originated in North Sulawesi in the city of Manado.
Yeah.
But it's also associated with Minahasa.
Okay.
So the common vegetables, the rice porridge, it uses a lot of vegetables. It uses spinach, pumpkin, cassava, and corn, but other vegetables can also be used.
Okay, have you tried this?
It sounds like Bubur Manado, if I'm not mistaken.
Is there any kind of differentiation between Bubur Manado and Inutu One, something like that?
From each area, maybe they have different ingredients, but I assume this is just like the regular Bubur Manado.
Ah, yeah, it is a regular Bubur Manado.
Yeah.
To be honest, maybe if people are expecting for like a normal porridge, it's a little different type.
Yeah.
And I promise you, this one is more rich and richer. Do we say richer or more rich?
Richer.
Because it's the one syllable,
yeah.
So it's richer in nutrients. You get spinach, cassava, corn, some things like that. What are you complaining about it?
Yeah, maybe it's because people are not used to with the consistency. It's more liquidy than the other porridge.
Yeah. It's always terrible.
Yeah, but I would say this is a good food.
It's a good food, it's super fruity, okay?
Yeah.
Well, let's continue to the next one. Okay.
Next one is paniki from North Sulawesi, Indonesia.
Same 2.4 points. Well, I will not explain the whole thing, but it uses bat as a main ingredient. I know, since COVID.
Yeah, that has a bad reputation, let's say.
Well, bats have a bad rap. Unintended.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is uses into, the bat are being fried or grilled or maybe a little bit soup like dish. And of course people say that in Minahasa itself, it's a house for extreme foods. Mm. One of them is the paniki itself. Have you tried this one?
I've never tried this one.
Yeah, it's kind of...
it's understandable because it's bad.
Yeah.
It uses bat as the main ingredient.
But it doesn't mean it's bad.
It's bad. It doesn't mean the bat is bad. Unintended.
Yeah.
But maybe because the main ingredient is too scary.
Okay.
To eat. A lot of people are not familiar with it.
Oh, come on, people are eating really big in Thailand.
Oh yeah, that's true. Balu?
Yeah.
I know.
Instead of saying it's bad, but they are like, well, it's a must try one.
Yeah, so I think we should shift this one.
Okay.
You must try one.
Okay, so paniki, and then we're in Bali. Come on, you go to Bali, you gotta try this one.
Yeah, well, it's good.
Is it good? Really good? I haven't tried it.
For me, I think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chopped meat and vegetables, it's mixed. And also you can put it on rice, you can put it with anything. It's basically a side dish.
It's a side dish.
Yeah.
So many people are avoiding this one because they use blood.
Oh, I did not notice that.
You didn't notice that?
Yeah, when I ate that, I don't know, it doesn't have a bloody taste to it.
Oh, yeah, I see. I'm from Sumatra and my family used to eat pork blood.
Yeah, and saksang, right?
No, saksang, different food.
Mm,
that's really different food and it doesn't taste that bad. All the people say they don't eat the blood of an animal.
Yeah.
Okay, but this is some people like it.
Some people like it, some people not.
Yeah, and it's still a must try in Bali. The next ones are kind of quote-unquote offended. Because questioning why do people try to make sure that these dishes are worth rated. Okay, let's go to the next one. This is available at a lot of Indonesian, I will not say restaurants. How do you call it?
Postals, small,
it was owned by the people, right?
Yeah.
The local community.
Small businesses.
We have pepes tahu. Pepes tahu is like a steamed tofu cooked in banana leaf containing like scallion, shallots, garlic, hot chili pepper, and something like that.
And I think this is, you said that this is not offensive, but I am offended by this one.
I mean, since when people say it is bad? Something like that, right?
Mm.
So let's go to the next one. But so I am chicken meatball.
Mm.
It is an explanatory Indonesian taste that unless it is from beef, it's not meatball.
Okay, I can say that. Meatball, chicken is still meatball.
Come on, it's on the name. Meatball, you gotta
say
it's beef.
Okay, I can say that one.
Honestly, if you go to All You Can Eat, they provide you with this is a beef meatball, chicken meatball, and fish meatball, which one are we going to take?
Beef meatball.
Of course.
Oh,
and the background of the chicken meatball.
Okay.
And then this one is very, very famous, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Nasi jagung or corn rice, a mixture between corn and rice, which is basically healthy. Just like people looking for shirataki.
Yeah, you can use this as an alternative for diets.
Super food.
Yeah,
it's super food, actually.
Yeah.
And it's only rated 3.1. Oh, come on. Maybe you eat it wrong, you just eat the whole rice without any kind of other food.
You cannot eat it without any other side dish.
Have you tried this one, though?
Yeah, I've tried it.
It's good. It's good, but well, it's a little bit more pricey than your normal rice, but well, it's the price here. It's healthier. That's the price you got to pay if you want to be healthier and slimmer. Well, I'm looking at my belly. Maybe I should be putting on the present coin. And the next one is
kupat tahu from Bandung, Indonesia.
So it is like a little bit of fish cake. Yeah. Not fish cake, rice cake and tofu in peanut sauce. Or maybe, yeah, the peanut sauce is. Is it peanut sauce?
It is peanut sauce. It's like in gado-gado, right?
Oh, yeah, the same one. Yeah.
This is very. This is also offensive to me.
Why?
Kupat tahu is good.
Oh, people like kupat tahu.
I know.
My intern from Australia, they eat kupat tahu nearly.
And they love it.
Yeah, come on, you gotta go better. It's not like 3.1. And then, what? Okay, to be honest.
You don't like wajik?
Not my stuff.
Not your cup of tea. It's okay, but I think it's a good dessert.
So what is wajik for the
two? Wajik is traditional sticky rice cake originated from Jaffa. It's usually made with combination with glutinous rice, palm sugar, coconut milk, pandan rice, and salt. Even the ingredients are delicious. How can you not like it?
I don't like the texture, you know.
Oh, the texture, yeah. I think in this category of worst food from Indonesia, there's a lot of arguments and also opinions because of the consistency.
Consistency, yeah. From the beginning, we only say about the consistency only. No, unlike paniki.
Yeah.
That's because of the bad. Which people say it makes it bad. But actually, wajik, let's talk about the sticky rice.
Okay.
It's stickier than any other thing that I've ever eaten before.
Yeah, it's so good, but maybe it gets annoying when you eat it.
Especially in the morning.
Yeah.
I was going to my office and then I have to eat something sticky in the middle of the road. Where do I wash my hands?
It's gonna get annoying.
And then go to the next one in Medan, Indonesia. Medan is a home for a lot of
good food.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
They have something 3.2 stars only. It's called Soto Medan.
No.
It combines chicken, beef, gravy, broth. Oh, come on.
Oh, this is violent. No.
No, we don't understand why it is only 3.5. But the next one, Buntil. I understand that one. So Buntil, the definition according to this atlas.
It's actually a traditional dish hailing from Java, consisting of grated coconut, red peppers, chili, onions, garlic, anchovies, salt, and sugar, wrapped in taro, cassava, or papaya leaves.
And usually people do not like it if they use the papaya leaves. Because it is bitter.
Yes. Well, understandable. Because I think a lot of Indonesian food actually use papaya leaves, right?
Papaya leaves, and people eat even like so much. It's like a dim sum. They use some bitter gourd,
yeah.
And they are still okay with it. And then why? With papaya leaves, it's bad now.
I think because it's from the global international perspective.
Yeah, from the whole perspective. So if you want to buy Buntil, my very, very humble recommendation is that you have to ask if the Buntil uses cassava leaf or papaya leaf.
Mm.
If you're using papaya, of course it will be bitter, but if you're using cassava, it will not be bitter at all and you can enjoy the whole thing, especially if you like something with vegetables. But I do not know if this is vegan or vegetarian because it uses anchovies.
And also coconut milk. The coconut milk is still good for vegan, right?
Yeah, and so the rest of them in on the list is rujak petis, self-explanatory, oncom. It's like the remaining
of the tempeh.
It sounds like it's a remaining, like human body, human remains. No, it's not like it. So if you are trying to make tofu or tempeh, you use this thing called soybean.
Yeah.
And of course, there are the residues. These residues, we never throw it away.
Yeah.
It is still not that rich in nutrients, but it's still tasty.
Yep.
Okay, and then lalap. Oh, come on. All vegetarians will like it.
Lalap makes everything better. You can eat like an actual food, meat, rice. Okay. With lalap, it will be perfect.
Yeah. So if you find something in Indonesia, if you go to Indonesian chicken, how do we call it? Food, and they put a bowl of water. It's not where you will put those vegetables. It's not for soup, it's for to clear your hands.
Yeah, and also some people mistake it for a drink.
Actually drink it. That's why maybe it's misunderstanding, because
yes.
Lalap is not even, unlike the other, they're steamed or even boiled, right?
Yes.
Lalap is still raw.
It's raw food. It can be steamed, but most of the lalap is actually raw.
Fresh. Yeah, fresh. Not so much.
Yeah.
I the one with basil.
Oh yeah,
oh my God.
I also love basil.
And the basil, and this is why I talk about the bowl of water. Some people think it's better to put the basil in the bowl of water, and also a slice of lime. Because it will clean your hands from the smell of the
sambal. Oh, I also do that.
Yeah, and then we have papeda. Come on, it's so healthy. Tahu campur, kue bulan, or the mooncake. Come on, who doesn't like it? Winkle label, and debatable. Nasi kucing, the not really made of cat. It's just
no,
so small because the portion serving is so small.
It's like cat food.
Yeah, like you're sharing for your cats, but it's so nice. Maybe because the serving is too small.
Yeah.
Nasi,
more than the normal serving.
Nasi tim ayam. It's a steamed rice with chicken, and usually it's associated with Indonesian Chinese restaurants.
Yes,
it's so good. Come on,
it's really good.
Okay, bubur kacang hijau, a porridge made from green beans,
terong balado.
Yeah, terong balado. Terong balado is debatable. Sometimes they use, and they make it a little bit too sweet.
And also the consistency of the balado, the terong itself.
Yeah, can be sweet, something like that. And those are the list of Indonesian worst rated
Indonesian food.
But we promise you, they are not bad at all. You got to try it for yourself.
That's true.
Yeah, we intentionally talk about these dishes because if we go open Indonesian best dishes, well, it will be the same. All will be the same every time we are trying to broadcast this to you. So,
okay.
So, if you wanted to try these interesting dishes from Indonesia, you can go to Taste Atlas and then try the worst rated dishes in Indonesia.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean it's bad at all.
You don't have to believe it.
safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Have a way with words. far from eyes. Small scales cover its body. Scales in its back are gray, and in the front, one are silverish white. In the sides of the scales, there are round circles like black balls, surrounded by white circles. This is the explanation of Siddhartha Gautama from Palembang General Waters Fisheries Research Agency about the Lidar fish.
Many of the fish has eggs with quite big diameters, and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arowana or freshwater decorative fish has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say, if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few, so the Lidar fish may be one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama from General Waters Fisheries Research Agency also explained that the Lidar fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha added things that cause Lidar fish in the brink of extinction are no longer found in Muzi River.
It is true that the Lidar fish is rare and hard to get, so it is impossible to use it to make tempeh in Palembang. It is now substituted with other fish.
Siddhartha Gautama from the General Waters Fishery Research Agency added, though Lidar fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palembang.
It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau, so it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation.
Well, listener, how do people in Palembang substitute the basic ingredient of the Lidar fish that is about to extinct?
Mackerel.
How do people think about the substitution of the basic ingredient of pempek from Lidar fish to gabus fish? Hungry Palembang local resident made the following statement.
To me, gabus fish is more delicious than the Lidar fish.
On Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, and TikTok, VOI_official, or email, VOIListeners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp, +62821231210, +62821231210.
And if you are listening from the edited YouTube application, right below the video and audio player, there is the comment section. And we put the sign up because in 2 minutes, our colleague Ray needs to prepare his stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd like to say thank you very much for listening, and stick around, and The Voice of Indonesia,
from Indonesia to the world.